Jason Collett joins me. Morning, Jase.
Morning, Cozzy.
I just say, Aaron, what a great effort by Aaron Bullock when you consider the time he had out, the weight. You know, he's not a lightweight, but that's a damn good effort to ride 100-plus winners, isn't it?
Yeah, very good effort. And strike rate's very good as well. So he's doing a good job.
Well, every jockey's got a waist. You have to do it yourself. But I mean, when you get up around that 56, 57, man, it must be hard trying to get half a kilo off.
Yeah, I'm probably a touch lighter than Aaron. So my limit's probably more around that 50, 54 mark. But yeah, once you start getting down lower, it does get tougher.
Now, today in the second, you're on a nice two-year-old here for your partner, Claire Cunningham, on the take by Krupp. Had a let-up. It's had a couple of trials back. This goes all right, Jason.
Yeah, she does. We like her quite a bit. She showed us enough last preparation, so she's furnished a bit more this time around. Did a few things wrong in the first trial back. A bit keen over race. The second trial was far better, albeit on a heavy surface, which I don't know if she was really that comfortable on. It should get a good run today from that gate. Position-wise, maybe midfield, just where she's comfortable. She will be sitting in line strong.
All right. Now, Gary Portelli, who currently has been holidaying overseas and posting videos of blokes riding bulls and buck jumpers at the Calgary Stampede. Hopefully, Buffy doesn't behave like something he's been watching at the Calgary Stampede when you get on today. I don't think it will. This has been very handy, its last three.
Yeah, she's been thereabouts in the city grade. So, good life by Gary on holiday. Look, she should slide across from that barrier out wide. Should land up there in a handy position. And I think as long as I can sort of hold her together, she seems pretty tough in the finish. But she's right there. She'll be tough to run down.
Now, you've got another one for Claire Sedgenho in race 5. This horse the other day, he hit the front. Well, he led basically the 800 and 400 at Canterbury. Prior to that, he got back a little bit. How do you think you'll ride him today?
We'll look to lead today. The first two runs this prep, it was good speed in both races, and we took a sit, and the horse just didn't put in, basically. He needs to lead, or sit outside the lead. So our intentions will be pretty clear from the get-go, as they were last start, which was a better performance. It's on an unsuitable track. 2200 dry track today. It ticks a lot of boxes, and he's a pretty good chance.
All right, another great chance is Sacred Edge. It's been a terrific form. It's first up.
Yeah, he's come back nice as well. Claire had him for the first time. He's an ex-Chris Waller horse, and we had him for the last prep, and he performed really well. So he's been with us now. It's the second prep, and he's come along again, which is nice. Awkward gate. Probably get back from there. He'll probably leave it to me, and we'll just see how the race sort of pans out early. But I'm picking he'll be either wide cover or back. He will be running on, but it's just going to be tricky from that position at Warwick Farm.
Now, Jason Coyles engaged you for Gravitate. It's a last start winner over the mile today, and basically that's what it needs.
Yes, mile stats are very good. Good win last start. I won on him, I think, last preparation. Similar over a mile. Lesser grade, so it's tougher today, but you'd expect he gets that weight relief, which should help. And he should be running on well, as long as he'll need a wee bit of luck from that barrier, but he should be running on.
And when you won at Hawkesbury on Savannah Sunset with the shadow roll on, it looked like the way it went to the line, it'd probably get further than the 1500.
Yeah, we're just thinking about we were going to go with her next up. She finally got the win that we were sort of after. So she'll probably have a couple of weeks off, and we'll try to find another race and sort of go from there.
All right. Now, of yours today, what's the pick of them today, Jason?
Of Claire's, Sedgenho's pretty right to go today. He's going to race near the speed, the 2200, the good track. It sort of ticks a lot of boxes, and we're pretty happy with him. Same as the other two. They're both coming along well, but they'll just be in trickier positions in the run. Buffy, and as I said, Buffy should be right up there as well. So probably Buffy and Sedgeno.
All right, good book of rides. Good to catch up. Appreciate your help as always, Jason. Good luck today.
Brilliant. Cheers, Cozzy.